The Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling, based in Green Bay, says a few years ago about 6 to 12% of teenagers nationwide were addicted to high-stakes poker, betting, and similar activities. Now Rose Gruber, the council's executive director, says the high end of that range is at 20%. Gruber says a reason for that spike is the prevalence of gambling in popular culture.
With the increase of gambling on the internet, and especially with all the Texas Hold'em and celebrity poker tournaments on TV, that's also glamorized. That just really sucks kids in.
Gruber says research indicates that the younger someone starts gambling, the higher the risk is of getting addicted. She warns parents against even letting their kids handle lottery tickets.
Yes, most kids are going to be able to get that one or two lottery tickets, and they're going to be able to scratch them off, and it's going to be fun. It's never going to be a problem, but you never know who the kids are that are going to be high risk, who this may start very innocently leading into something else down the road.
Gruber says children often don't understand the odds and how unlikely it is that they'll actually win. And those that do win big could take on an especially strong gambling addiction that'll disrupt their schooling, relationships, and ability to handle money responsibly. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.